Howdy fans, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Making 8 morning show right here on Making8Rodeo.com as we are kicking things off for another work week. Wow, what a weekend we had right here on the home front, Gwinnett, Oklahoma. And, yeah, had a little bit of rainy weather, but that's all right. It didn't stop us from relaxing and kind of just sitting back, having ourselves a good weekend with the family. And the kids started their summer vacation, and I'm ready to send them back to school. So, you know, it's just one of those deals where you get so accustomed to being able to get things done the way you need to. It's just one of those deals. But that's all right. We'll get through it. And I know the kids are looking forward to a great summer. And we're going to be out on the road a bunch this summer. So they're going to get a little bit of a good vacation, I think, this year. Better than last year, I can honestly say. But we did have a good time last year as well. As you know, that was kind of when we started our journey out here to the great state of Oklahoma. And, you know, we spent a couple months in Louisiana, and I know most of the fans were tuned in and kind of seen us out there. Things weren't the best, but they weren't bad either. And I got to tell you, we did have some good times. And, you know, we were able to spend a lot of time as a family out there, and that's what's real important. But speaking of family, the PBR family is actually taking a couple weeks off, actually more than a couple weeks off, as they will not be back on the Built For Tough Series until August, the second week of August. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this weekend's matchups. A lot of guys got banged up this weekend. Man, what a rough weekend for the Bull Riders. That was, not so exciting to watch. But the good news is that, you know, most of the guys seem to be okay. I think that with this summer break is going to give them an opportunity to kind of rest up, heal up, and get out on some good practice bulls or get out on some bulls that may not be, as, you know, they would say, the best in the business. You know, when you're going up week in and week out against the top 40 bulls in the business, it says a lot. These 15-on-15 matchups, I definitely want to talk a lot about that and what that's doing this year and how things are going with that, you know. But I also want to get your perspective as well and want to let you know phone lines are open. Feel free to jump on board here. Give us a call. We'll sit back. We'll talk more than just PBR. We'll talk some PRCA. We'll talk some other associations. If you guys are a part of rodeo or have been out this weekend hitting rodeos, you know, the rodeos are getting off in full swing. I mean, you know, Memorial Day weekend coming up this weekend. It's going to be a wild summer. We're going to get a chance to see a lot of our favorites out there on the road. As you know, the Built For Tough Series guys, although they are on break, they're still going to be out hitting a lot of the Touring Pro events. I do know that there's a lot of different series coming up, and we'll definitely talk about that. But you know what? It is Monday. We've got to get the work week started off right. So make sure you guys stay tuned. You're listening to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on Making8Rodeo.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your genes.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Got to the job site at a 9:15. And somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied party, now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and the show is Monday. Oh,
had an opportunity to enjoy some rodeos or enjoy some bull ridings. I know that we were able to sit back this weekend and kind of relax and spend time with the family. Friday we ended up going out to the springs down here, or the creek, actually down here just down the road from us, and hanging out with some friends. And well, I gotta tell you, it was bitter cold out there. And they have a nice little rope swing set outside by the waterfall, and we did post some pictures out there, but I got to tell you, I got drug in. Wow. Yeah, it was cold on Friday, but that's all right. You know, we hit some rain here yesterday and here this morning, but, you know, the weather is definitely looking upwards this week, and it's going to be up here in the 90s. And, well, with the kids being off this summer, I have a feeling we'll be back down at the creek. They tried to convince me to swing off the rope, and didn't happen on Friday, but that's all right. We'll get back out there and go get it done for sure. Anyways, but getting down to it, you know, the PBR was in Pueblo, Colorado this weekend, and they were kind of wrapping up their first half of the season. 19 events these guys have been out on the road. And, I mean, they have been hitting it hard. And a lot of these guys have been taking their share of shots. But some of the ones that I've been really impressed with this, you know, this half of the season in particular, you know, guys like Chase Outlaw. Chase, you know, of course, he won Houston, you know, ended up coming back, and he's been riding pretty consistent here the last couple of weeks. This week he, you know, he was in contention. I thought for sure, you know, that he was going to end up making it back. But unfortunately, you know, wasn't able to get back into the short round and get in contention there. But some of the guys who have, LJ Jenkins, you know, I watched the weekend wrap-up there on PBRnow.com, and I've got to tell you, you know, I think Ty Murray was exactly right. You know, LJ, a lot of guys have not been talking about LJ Jenkins this year. But I think they're going to as soon as they come back, because LJ just slid into the second spot, number two in the world right now. He's got a lot on his mind, and I believe that that guy is focused. I mean, he is dedicated to not only making it back to the PBR World Finals, but winning. And, you know, he's taking it one weekend at a time, and he's just going out riding his bulls. And I can't say enough about a guy like that. How impressive is he to watch week in and week out, you know? But there's a bunch of others that have been riding real consistent and, you know, I mean, are not that far off. Take a look at Luke Snyder. Luke Snyder is definitely having another real steady career. Now, last year, things got started with the last Cowboy Standing as he won that, and he has just continued to be on a roll. He's staying in shape, and he's just making bull rides. And, you know, I got to say, you know, there's another guy that I think we're really going to have to keep an eye out on. He's standing, you know, I believe 10th right now in the world standings. But once again, the Brazilians are showing why they deserve to be, you know, at the top of their game as well. I mean, Silvano Alves, reigning world champion, comes out, wins the 15-on-15 matchup this weekend, putting himself in better contention as well, you know, kind of moving himself up and really just, you know, being real strong. And, you know, Valderon de Oliveira, you know, I got to say that guy, you know, this year and last year he was standing there in contention. Is he going to be able to do it? I don't know. He's got a lot of guys that are out there kind of chasing him down. LJ Jenkins sitting in number two right now. Would I be concerned? Absolutely. You know, with such a tight point race this year. Now this has got to be one of the closest matchups going into the break. You know, like they were saying last year we had a feeling it was going to be a Brazilian because of their dominance that they showed the first half of the season. Valderon, you know, just riding real strong. Yeah, I thought that, you know, for sure we were going to have a Brazilian world champion. This year, I got to tell you that I'm not so sure. I really think that the Brazilians are showing why they're there at the top. I mean, Silvano sitting in number third place, but Valderon sitting there in the number one slot. They're all riding over 50% of their bulls. LJ is definitely the man that I'm. Would think that is going to have the best shot at being crowned a world champion when it comes to the American bull riders. I mean, you know, he's just going out riding bulls like he knows how to do. And I've been extremely impressed. Now, I was taking a look as well this morning at the rookie standings, and Chase Outlaw, of course, you know, showing his dominance. I mean, he's still coming out there. He's still in contention. I wouldn't be surprised to see Chase Outlaw win another event this year. I think that he could very well do that. So, you know, you guys keep an eye out. I mean, Chase is definitely working his way up and showing why he should be on the Built for Tough Series. Now, another guy that I was real impressed with and keep pulling for week in and week out, and that's Bonner Bolton. This guy just, you know, he's right there on the brink of coming out. I would love to see him win an event this year. man, you know, it just seems like once he gets up there, now this weekend it was kind of off to a rocky start. They had to challenge it. They were going to give him a no score. They turned around and ended up giving him a score. And, you know, they didn't give it to him. He earned it. I will tell you that. I mean, you know, he looked real good on the bull. You know, he put himself in contention after round one. I really thought that I was going to be able to carry over. But, unfortunately, couldn't put things together on Saturday and Sunday. And you know, just wasn't enough to get him going. But, you know, I'm definitely pulling for Bonner Bolton week in and week out. I really think that he's got what it takes. And would not be surprised to see him win an event this year either. And he's been training real hard. I mean, you know, we saw him last year a lot with Sam Medlock and several of the other guys that he's been working with. And there again, you know, working with guys like Chase Outlaw. So, you know, those guys are definitely, you know, good friends. Reese Cates, you know, all those guys are kind of partnered up and they're working with each other and they're helping each other out down there. And they're feeding off each other. You know, I mean, you take a guy like Chase Outlaw, who's certainly in contention for Rookie of the Year. What's interesting is Reese Cates won Rookie of the Year, you know, when he first started as well. And then, you know, another Arkansas cowboy like Chase. Well, I think we're going to very well see him in contention as long as he can stay healthy there the second half of the season. They're not going to have quite as many events there on the second half. But what are those guys going to end up doing here this summer break? Well, hopefully we're going to get a chance to talk with a few of those guys, and we'll find out right here on the Making 8 Morning Shows what they're up to and during the summer break. We want to make sure that you fans get enough of the bull riding action and you guys get an opportunity to sit back and hear from some of those guys as we talk about the second half of the season and just what they've been able to accomplish and, well, what they're doing out there this summer. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to the Making 8 Morning Shows as we will be putting that out there, and we will definitely be in contact with a lot of those guys. Cowboy Christmas coming up right around the corner with the PRCA. Are some of these guys going to come over and ride there? I'd like to think so. I think that they have a better opportunity to win some money there, riding there in the PRCA's events. And I think that a lot of them would like to be able to somehow make it back there to the Wrangler National Finals. And the biggest way they're going to be able to do that is to get out there during the Cowboy Christmas runs and during the time that the Built for Tough Series is on their break. So we could see a lot of those guys out at PRCA events. I would certainly like to see it happen. I know that we plan on being out at some of the PRCA shows this summer. And hopefully we'll see some of you fans out there as well. So, but man, I got to tell you, it's going to be an exciting one. You know, going into August, when we start looking there and seeing how healthy those guys are, I think we're certainly going to be in for an interesting second half of the Built for Tough Series season. I think we're going to see a lot of guys really start to step up. Now, we did see a lot of that this weekend in Pueblo. These guys knew that they have a big break coming up. So I think a lot more guys were kind of putting things on the line, kind of hanging it out there. Similar to what we've seen at events like the Last Cowboy Standing, you know, when there's that much money on the line, those guys are willing to kind of stick it out there just a little bit further to be crowned that champion. Well, going into the break, you know, a lot of these guys knew that it's going to be a long summer, and they wanted to make sure that they left their mark there on the Built for Tough Series Tour. And I think that we saw a lot of that this weekend, but it didn't come without a price. I mean, a lot of these guys got banged up. Take a look at Robson Palermo, you know. That's true grit right there. You see a guy like that, I mean, come off bloody nose, got his nose broke. But, I mean, you know, and unfortunately, he did end up flapping the bull. And I saw some posts out on Facebook this last night and this morning about the 15-on-15 matchup and Robson Palermo. And some of the fans didn't feel like he actually flapped the bull. And, well, you know, it doesn't say your free hand. It says your free arm. And, you know, I got to say that he definitely slapped the bull. And it looked like he was kind of covering up. It wasn't more along the lines of him posting out there, but either way you look at it, he slapped the bull and was unfortunately disqualified. And I gotta tell you that, you know, for a guy like that to even continue to stick it out like he did, and make that ride was just huge. And he definitely showed why he is one of the best bull riders out there. He is true grit. But a lot of the other guys got banged up as well. Jared Craig, Ty Pozzebon, you know, those guys really took some shots out there this weekend. And fortunately, it seems like they're okay. Luke Snyder, I mean, that he got slam dunked on Asteroid this weekend. And, I mean, he was just brought down hard. And unfortunately, I believe that it actually hurt Asteroid's points, because I believe that had he been able to make it past 1.8 seconds, Asteroid would have gotten a lot higher mark. Asteroid was just starting to get fired up out there. But, you know, it happens week in and week out, and I certainly think that Asteroid is still in contention for Bull of the Year. I mean, he is at the top of his game, and I would say that Circle T Ranch is going to end up walking away with Bull of the Year there. So, just my opinion, but you take a look at what he's had. But anyhow, so going back to it, some of the other bulls that did real well, I was real impressed with Rango, another bull that is certainly in contention, but I don't think he's going to be able to catch up with Asteroid. And of course, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to see Bushwhacker, you know, the rest of this year? If not, I think that Rango is certainly another bull that we can look to see there in contention for Bull of the Year. But I just don't think any bull right now is going to be able to catch Asteroid. And I believe that, like I said, you know, Luke being brought down as early as he did, I don't think that helped Asteroid's points. But it is hard to make a ride, you know, when you're talking about a bull of that caliber. So, anyways, you know, it certainly is what it is, and I'm glad to see that some of the riders are okay, or most of the riders are okay. To my understanding, I guess Ryan Dirteater did sustain a concussion this weekend as well, you know, and want to wish him the best in his recovery. I would have to say that the guy certainly – They kind of extended themselves, put themselves on that line out there this weekend, but I am glad to see that they're okay. One of the most impressive wrecks that I saw this weekend was Cody Nance when he got hung up on Shepherd Hills Trapper. Now, that right there was a definition and a perfect example of what a cowboy needs to be able to do in order to save himself, as well as having some of the best bullfighters in the business, like Shorty, Frank, Jesse, you know, those guys did everything that they're supposed to do. That is a key definition and a key example of what needs to happen during a hangup. Could have been a lot worse. Could have been a whole lot worse. But to see those bulls come out like they did, and then the bullfighters step in there when something like that happens. And I've seen my share of wrecks. I've been a part of my share of wrecks, you know. I know that there's two ways that you can break yourself of a hang-up. And that is, number one, is staying on your feet, which is exactly what Cody Nance did. And that's exactly what needs to happen in order to save yourself a whole lot of broken bones. The other way, obviously, is to lay down. The bull's going to step on your back, and he will stretch you out far enough to break your hand of that rope. and I've done that myself, so I know exactly the wrong way to go about doing things. But I will say that, you know, I tip my hat to Jesse and Frank and Shorty for doing, you know, what they've done week in and week out, not just this week, but every week. You know, these guys really save these Cowboys a lot of injuries. And, you know, I think that what we saw this week with Cody Nance on Shepherd Hill's Trapper was an example of what everybody needs to be doing during a hangup. And that is for the bull rider, number one, staying on his feet. And number two, for the bullfighters to get in there and do exactly what they needed to do. I tip my hat to all of them and glad that Cody Nance came out of that, basically was able to walk away. Sure, he may be a little bit sore, you know, but he definitely saved himself a lot of pain and, you know, by being able to do what he needed to do as well. So if you guys have not seen it, get back over to PBRnow.com. And they actually have it posted on their website, the wreck with Cody Nance. And that is the definition. So, bullfighters, if you guys are tuned in out there, you need to pay extra special close attention to what three of the best bullfighters in the business did during that example right there. Are they always going to work out that way? Yeah. Not so much. Are the three top bullfighters in the world going to come in and do that week in and week out? They're certainly going to try. And you know, they're there to be in the right place at the right time. And they certainly were in the situation with Cody Nance this weekend. So, yeah, great example of how to work a hang-up. I was just super impressed with that and how everything unfolded there. So, anyways, like I said, guys have certainly taken their share of shots this weekend, but they've got some time to think about it. They got some time to rest up. What about JB? Now, JB actually took the week off. He started his break just a little bit early, and I don't blame the guy. This guy has really been putting himself out there. He ended up having to switch hands after the surgery. You know, and he's come out and rode bulls. He's defied odds that you know, I mean, I think everybody was betting against him there to start with. I just don't think anybody counted him in to be able to make the rides that he did. But he came out and has made, I believe, three qualified rides with riding with his free arm. And when you're going up against the caliber of bulls that they have on the Built for Tough series, well, yeah, you know, your odds are definitely in the favor of the bulls, but you know, JB has defied those odds. What's he going to do when it comes back? Now, according to PBRnow.com and this week, you know, the weekend review there from Pueblo, you know, Ty Murray said that, you know, according to Tandy Freeman, his hand that he had surgery on should be healed. But just like he said, what is actually healed? You know, what are those guys going to have to come up with? I mean, I don't think his hand's going to be 100%, you know, but what's it going to take for JB to really get out there and, you know, be in contention? Now, he's fallen back. He's only fifth in the world standings right now, so he's still got a really good shot. And that whole points race right there is so tight. I think anybody in the top 10 still has contention coming back from the Built for Tough Series break there in August, the second weekend. So I think then we'll have a better perspective on how JB's going to do. But he may have to change some things up. I mean, he may have to still practice and still work at riding with his freehand, riding right-handed, in order to be able to put himself in contention there for the break. And that would be my advice. You know, I mean, JB, he's got the opportunities now to go get on these bulls during the break. He's got bulls at his house, and I would certainly think that's what he's going to be doing is working at getting that going and just loading bulls up at his house and being able to get on down there, work with riding with his right hand and be ready so when his left hand is healed, he can get back at it fairly quickly, but in the case where he's struggling still and that hand may not be 100%, he can go back to riding with his right hand. I think that's what we're going to see out of a guy like JB. I mean, this guy's determined to win. He's true grit by far. I mean, you know, he's another one that is just impressed the heck out of me this year with his riding and what he's been able to do. He's going out having fun. Now that he's been injured, though, it hasn't been quite as much fun. So, you know, he's been having to deal with these issues. But I think that he's dealing with them just fine. I think that he's dealing with them accordingly. He made a smart business decision by staying out of Pueblo this weekend. And I don't think it hurt him all that much. So, you know, it certainly is going to be interesting to see come August. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for August to get here already. I'm like, yeah, I'm already starting to go through my PBR Built Ford Tough Series withdrawals. But we've got a lot of other rodeos and a lot of other bull ridings to start getting into this summer. So with that, we're going to take a short break, fans, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those other rodeos, some of the other Built Ford Tough Series, or some of the PBR events that will be going on, not the Built Ford Tough Series, is they're on their break until the second weekend of August, where they pick things back up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's right, just up the road from us here, so we may even get an opportunity to get out there and see what's happening. But there is a lot of Touring Pro events that are going on, and we're going to talk about these things here shortly when we come back from our break. You're listening to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com.
Howdy, rodeo fans. Maniac them buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making A Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out MakingARodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making A Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have Rodeo Chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull, too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.makingarodeo.com.
Make sure he's the best one. you so much.
Yes, sir. That's right. Justin McBride, and that is from his album, Live from Billy Bob's. Now, I will say that the album, the new album set to release is actually set to release, I believe, tomorrow. So fans, get ready, because our good friend there, Justin McBride, has got a new album coming out. Make sure to go check out JustinMcBride.com. You can find it on MakingItRodeo.com, and the links will be there for you guys to get a hold of his new album. Now, just a couple weeks ago, we had Justin McBride join us. We actually debuted some of those songs that will be on that new album, and I've got to tell you, some of the best yet. And this guy knows how to sing, and I certainly look forward to the new album coming out. And we'll be one of the first ones there to go ahead and get that album, because it's definitely going to be worth it. So you guys make sure to go check out JustinMcBride.com, we got to say that, Justin, I mean, he not only has impacted the sport of bull riding and what he's been able to do in his bull riding career, but also his singing career, his music career, and he's taken Nashville by storm. So you guys get ready and be one of those first ones to go get that album. So getting back down to it, talking a little bull riding, talking a little rodeo with you guys, we got to kind of keep an eye on what's happening over in PRCA. And I've got to say that I've been looking, kind of keeping an eye out on what's happening there in the overall standings, and watching the standings there in the PRCA. And I know that we're looking forward to being out in Las Vegas for the Wrangler National Finals this year. This is going to be another real exciting matchup. Now, I think what we're seeing right now, Cody Teal, Cannon Acey, those guys are certainly at the top of the game right now. Both of them, I mean, there's only $9,000 difference between the two of them, and that money can be made up very, very quickly. But, I mean, you're taking a look all the way down in your top 15. I mean, how is that going to shape up? And the points race is so tight going down the list that, we're going to see a lot of things change coming into Cowboy Christmas. These next couple months are going to be huge for the PRCA. It's going to be huge for all the competitors out there, and I am definitely looking forward to it. I think we're going to see some exciting things happen here during the summer months. I see a lot of the guys like J.W. Harris is sitting in sixth right now with just over $32,000. But, I mean, we're talking about there's like $40 or $20, $25 separate him between sixth and fifth place. So I think what we're seeing right now in the points race is going to change dramatically. I really do. It's just one of those things that, going in the spring events, a lot of guys are kind of slow to get started. Nobody's really in kind of panic mode about being there in the top 15. I do believe that we are going to just see a whole lot of things change. I think that we're going to see a whole lot of those guys really step out and make some good rides to put themselves in contention. Now, when it comes to the all-around standings, how can you not talk about a guy like Trevor Brazil, who is well on his way to winning another all-around champion buckle? This guy is just dominating, and I don't think that anybody else is going to be able to catch him. Just my opinion. I mean, I really don't. I think that, Trevor's at the top of his game still. And, until somebody can get that huge jump that they need there at the beginning of the standings, I just don't think anybody else is going to be able to catch him. But sitting in second place in the all-around would be Bobby Moat. Now, Bobby, I was really surprised to see that, riding in the rough stock. And for him to be able to pick up a rope and go back and forth, and go from timed event to the rough stock events, that says a lot for a cowboy. And I think, to me, that's a true definition of all-around cowboy. That guy can go from a timed event. And I wish that they would make some sort of ruling or standard on that. It's a lot easier for a guy that could go, from team roping to tie down roping. when you stay on those side of things. You take a look at Ty Murray, who's won several all-around buckles. You know, I think that a guy like him in the rough stock side of things, you know, bull riding, you know, bareback, I mean, that says a lot as well. But I do believe that I believe that all-around cowboys should be all-around, and you should be able to do one of both the timed events and the rough stock events. Just my opinion on it, you know, and who knows, maybe one day it will change and we will see that. But to me, that's what defines a true all-around cowboy, somebody you can go back and forth, ride a little rough stock, get behind there and you know, get behind those timed events a little bit and make some runs. But we'll have to see how that goes here in the future. But Trevor Brazil is certainly at the top of his game and making a run once again for that all-around title. So I expect that with his dominance and the points lead, or the money lead that he has right now, he's sitting up there with almost $75,000. Bobby Motes sitting in second right now with $35,000. So that's a huge lead, and Trevor's going to win more money out here during the Cowboy Christmas runs and in these summer months. So yeah, I just look for him. I think that he's going to end up running away with it. So we'll have to take a look at how that unfolds here this summer. One of the cool things is taking a look, you know, at some of the other events that are happening. The Saddle Bronc, you know, you've got the Wright brothers that are in contention. Cody DeMoss is sitting up there in sixth place right now. Really impressed to see how things are happening with the Saddle Bronc and the bareback as well. I mean, a lot of cool things happening there. Wade Sundell sitting there only $10,000 behind Cody Wright, who's leading the point standings in the Saddle Bronc. I think we're going to see a lot of that change as well. So, you know, fans, we're going to just have to stay tuned to a lot of the PRCA things happening out there this summer months, as things are going to certainly change. We're going to see some dramatic changes. In the bareback, Wes Stevenson is currently leading around there with $53,000, but less than $1,000, maybe a little over $1,000 actually, separates him and Will Lowe, who's sitting in second. And so that's going to be another area that we're going to see make some drastic changes. And then, of course, our friend Casey Field, who we just had on our show these last couple weeks, is going to be another one that is going to certainly be in contention. Casey Coletti sitting there in the top 10. We're going to see a lot of these standings move around. Things are going to change come these summer months. These guys are going to be fired up. We also got to check in with a little bit of tie down. And one thing, surprisingly, is I really thought Tuff Cooper would be at the top of the game right now, but right now he's sitting in fifth place. But there's a lot of veterans. There's some new guys in there. Corey Solomon, who we saw last year at the Wrangler National Finals, making his debut, I believe, sitting in third place. Fred Whitfield, who we've seen as one of the veteran tie down ropers, sitting in seventh. Shane Hanchey, you know, who we've seen these last couple years, sitting in 11th. So, yeah, a lot of things are going to certainly happen, and I look forward to seeing how all of this is going to unfold during these summer months. It's like, you know, fans are looking for a little bit of rodeo. Fans are looking for a little bit of bull riding or whatever during these summer months when the Built for Tough series is on break. And this is going to be an opportunity for you guys to watch some great matchups. I mean, it really is. This is going to be something that you know, the fans are really going to enjoy going into these summer months. And now's the time to start kind of tuning up and finding out how these guys are doing and what's happening out there. But you don't have to drift too far away from, you know, from the PBR, as the Touring Pro events are going to be getting underway. And I think that we're going to see a lot of action here in the Touring Pro events this summer. We've got a lot of the top ranked guys that are looking to make those points up. Now, one guy that I've got to mention that I failed to mention here at the beginning of the show, and that is Ben Jones. Ben Jones was cut a few weeks back from the Built for Tough Series tour. He struggled here at the beginning of the season, but this guy has found a groove. He went back to the Touring Pro events. He rode some of the Touring Pro events, and he has made a statement coming back. I think he's only been bucked off one bull during the entire last few weeks that he's been back. I mean, that's just huge. That is just huge. And I'd give him a lot of credit for coming back and riding the way he has. It really is. Got a lot of Touring Pro events that are coming up. Texas is obviously going to be a huge place. I think this weekend they've got one in Paris, Texas. And then, of course, that's going to be May 25th there this next Friday. And then, of course, Saturday will be the JW Hart Challenge, which is going to be a big show. And we can look forward to seeing all the top guys there in Decatur, Texas. But, I mean, they are not done. You know, I know that Jeff Robinson, Stock Contractor of the Year, this guy produces more Touring Pro events, I think, than any other guy that I know out there. This guy puts up a lot of events. He's starting up a tour this summer that'll be going on, and it'll be great for those PBR, the Built for Tough Series riders that are looking, looking to get on some good bulls, but also that may be sitting just outside that bracket, need to get themselves in contention coming into the second half of the season. I believe that this is going to be a place that they're going to want to be, and that's going to be starting off there the first weekend of June. The RMEF Big Bull Tour, and that's going to be a huge event. And if you guys want more information on it, go check out pbrnow.com and make sure you guys click on the Touring Pro Division, and you will certainly see what's happening out there. And a lot of events going on. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities here coming in this summer. And, you know, we kind of sit back and we talk about how bad the economy is. And you know, I think it really takes a lot of us to step out just a little bit. And, you know, sometimes we need to kind of put forth our share of the effort, too. We can't sit back and wait for things to happen. Sometimes we got to get out and make things happen. And that's something that was taught to me by the guy who actually taught me how to ride bulls, and that would be C.J. Brown, you know. We can't just sit around and wait for things to happen. So I think it's up to us as fans to get out there and support these events and take our families out. I mean, I can guarantee that the kids will have more things to talk about from the summer months by getting out to some of these rodeos and spending time and meeting some of their heroes and legends in there. You know, I just think that it's going to be one of those things that really needs to happen for us to be able to get out and enjoy time with family. And I can promise you that when you do get out there, you're going to see so much more of your family, your rodeo family. You know, that's what we have out here in Oklahoma. I mean, we don't have really any of our family here. We've got our rodeo family, and that's what we look to do during these summer months, especially with the kids out of school. We look to be out there hitting the roads and taking Bucky the Bull with us out to events, promoting these associations and promoting these great events that are happening out there all summer long. And it's all at an affordable price. I can guarantee it. You know, it's not like having to save up for a trip to Disney. I can promise you. Tickets aren't $30 and $45 a ticket to get in and go enjoy yourselves, you know. And I hear a lot of people out there that are saying, oh, well, we can't go to PBR events because, you know, the prices are too expensive. Well, that's not true, and I'm going to have to disagree, and I apologize if I offend anybody on that, but the fact of the matter is tickets are $10, and I can guarantee that I can bring my whole family out there for $50, and we can pack a dinner even and sit out there before the event and meet more of the guys out there in the fan zones and at the concession areas and get pictures and autographs. And then we can go down there below after each night's event. So what are you losing by packing up your kids and going for a weekend to an event? Whether it be a Built for Tough Series, and I can promise you that, at these Touring Pro events, you're going to have an opportunity to get closer to the bull riders than you will at a Built for Tough Series event. So, why not? why not take that time and spend it with your family and make the best out of the summer that you have? Because I can promise you, when it comes time to school year, you're going to, you know, if you stop for a second, you're going to wish that you had spent more time with your families. And that's exactly what we look to be able to do out here. There's a lot of families that we haven't seen in some time. This gives us an opportunity to get out there and travel and go meet up at rodeos and go spend time with our rodeo family as well. So that's my advice to you guys. You know, as fans, we need to be active. We need to step out. We need to do our part as well, and that's support these other, you know, these other events that are going on. We need to share it with our families. We need to be a part of it, you know. So let's go out and have a good time. We've got a lot to talk about, though, coming into the PBR, you know, their break, and hopefully we're going to be able to catch up with a lot of the bull riders and find out how they're doing and what's happening out there. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Making Eight Morning Shows. We will also, well, you know what? It's one of those things that you never know when we're going to get a call. So we are going to jump on board here. I believe I know this number, 612. You're on the Making Eight Morning Show.
Hello.
Good morning, Miss Emily. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm guessing that you're calling in to give us some cowboy logic.
Yes, sir.
Well, you would be calling in right about the right time as we're getting ready to wrap up the show here. So let's have some great cowboy logic here on a Monday.
Life is about using the whole box of fans.
You know what? How true is that? I'm telling you, sometimes we got to dig in that box and use the whole set of crowns that we're given to us. So, that's excellent, and I appreciate you giving us some good cowboy logic here this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Did you have yourself a good weekend?
Yes, I did, actually.
Good. What did you think? Did you watch any of the PBR?
Yeah, I watched the Live Event Center on Friday and Saturday, and yesterday I was at my parents' house, so we sat down. My mom and dad, me, and my brother sat down and watched it on TV, and yeah, even got a couple of reactions out of my mom.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'll tell you what, you probably got some pretty big reactions after seeing Robson Palermo take a no shot like he did, huh?
Yeah, that one, and the one that got my mom is the one, I can't remember who it was, but he slammed down really hard and his helmet flew off.
Right.
I can't remember who that was.
There were a couple guys that got slam dunked, or chili wops, as I like to call it, and they lost their helmets out there. It's a rough sport for sure. But I'll tell you what, had they not been wearing helmets, they probably would still be laying on the ground right now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So, yeah, I certainly have become a strong believer in riding with a helmet, as I didn't when I was riding, obviously creating a much shorter career than I'd like to have had.
Yeah, I agree with the helmet.
Absolutely. Well, Emily, thank you for calling us this morning and giving us some great cowboy logic. And, well, hopefully we'll have a great week, and we'll let you guys know about where Making Eight is going to be this weekend here coming up these next few days.
Alrighty.
All right. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
All right. All right, fans. Of course, that was Miss Emily giving us our cowboy logic for the day, and we certainly appreciate that. Thank you, Miss Emily, for calling in and giving us that cowboy logic. I think we all need a lot of that cowboy logic out there, and it's just great to hear from her this morning. And yeah, exciting to watch a lot of the PBR action. Now, one thing that was mentioned this weekend, and I don't know if a lot of you fans really caught it, there's going to be a second Heroes and Legends reunion coming up at the PBR World Finals this year. And so if you are planning or have been sitting on the fence wondering if you were going to go to the PBR World Finals this year, this is going to be one that you are not going to want to miss, I promise you. Now, not just being able to get there and watch some of the exciting matchups and with as close of a race as we have had all season long with the top 10 bull riders, you know, I think it's going to come down to the wire. I think we're going to see some huge changes happen during the remaining few events that the PBR has. But then they come out there and meet more of the legends. Now, we were there last year at the PBR World Finals, had the opportunity to ride out there with one of the legends himself, that being Rob Smets, and having the opportunity to ride with him from Texas to Las Vegas. But they also, I mean, we had an opportunity to get up close and hang out and spend time with the fans, some of the fans that we haven't seen in some time. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. Make sure that you guys get it on the books to come out there and check out the Legends Reunion that'll be going on there. And I believe they've moved a lot of the events down to the South Point Casino and Hotel. Great venue, great area to have this event, and I think that you guys are really, really going to enjoy it. So don't miss out on that opportunity, please. If you guys have been sitting on the fence as to whether or not you want to come out this year with the points race, what it is this year, I think we're going to see an explosive matchup there at the PBR World Finals. I think we're going to see some guys really put it out there. It's going to be exciting to watch. But then you'll also have an opportunity to meet more of the PBR legends and the heroes and the guys that have really started the PBR and built it to what it is today, and get up close and be able to talk with them and things like that. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to talk more about that here in the summer months and leading into the PBR World Finals. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to the Making 8 morning shows for that. But I want to thank everybody for jumping on board here today with us. Make sure to check us out Wednesday. We should be back with the Morning Coffee Show. We'll have to check in with Rob and find out what he's up to this week. And I know with the summer months picking up, there's another one that is on the road out there and giving you guys an opportunity to get out and see him. So don't miss the opportunity to go out and spend some time with Rob. I promise you, you won't regret it. So anyhow, fans, that's going to wrap up our morning show here today on a Monday. We got to close it out with a little bit more of Justin McBride. I want to remind you, go check out JustinMcBride.com as he is releasing his newest album that will be coming out, I believe, tomorrow. So get it on the books. Make sure you guys get over. I don't know exactly where they're going to be selling it, but I believe you'll be able to find the information out there on JustinMcBride.com. So go check it out. I know we're going to get ourselves on the list, and I'll probably have his website up and wait for tomorrow and find out where I can get a hold of his newest album that is set to release. We aired a couple of the songs when we had him on our show. So if you guys missed that, you can go back and listen to the archives and go check it out. I really think you're going to enjoy it. This one is set for the rodeo fans, for the Cowboys, and for all of our Nashville fans out there. It's a great country album, so don't miss it. Until Wednesday or Friday, rodeo fans, you guys make sure to stay tuned to making8rodeo.com. And until then, we will see you down the road.
song is over, that picture's painted in your heart. Well, you can tune in that sunset, it's right there on your dial. And you can pretend you're riding with him, saddle up in his world for a while. He'll draw you a Mustang with the stars in the sky. For 3 or 4 minutes, you'll be mesmerized. With the cowboy on the radio, across the airwaves, the silent country gold. There's something of that buried down deep in your soul. Another hard story, another story well told. He's a cowboy on the radio. Another hard story, another story.